time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Always on Twitter Twit.
Mr. Always on Twitter Twit.
First it was MySpace, then Facebook, and now you've discovered the ultimate in ridiculous self-aggrandizing ways to waste time. It's called Twitter.
Look what happens when you don't have friends.
Ooh, I see you're following Britney Spears.
That used to be called stalking, yeah.
So if you see a guy feverishly typing on a computer or smartphone, don't be fooled. He's not working. He's tweeting about how he's pretending to work. And feel free to smack the twit out of Mr. Always on Twitter Twit, a real American hero.
Mr. Always on Twitter Twit.
Ashton Kutcher thinks it's cool, therefore, obviously it isn't.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Friday. It's February 18th, and we're celebrating our anniversary today, Kira.
Finally!
Yeah, 3 days late, but we are doing it. While Arabs are killing each other across the world, but what the hell?
Well, it's a fresh spin. That's a good way to start the party off.
There you go. Well, we are celebrating, so that's all that matters. Arabs always kill each other. Or to kill other people.
That's good. That's good. It's good to know that we're not interrupting anybody's way of life by doing this show.
Yeah, they're doing just fine without us.
So how are you feeling?
I'm good. Turn your mic just a little bit. You see that thing there? There you go. Okay. Because we want to hear you. I'm doing just fine.
Okay,
I'm excited for the weekend.
Are you? What are you going to do? Yeah. Another San Diego trip by yourself?
No, not another San Diego trip. That's it.
No?
That's it for a while, yeah.
Just take a breather?
Yeah, I realize I don't really like to be by myself anymore.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah. So I need someone to enjoy my time with. And I do have a wife, so I keep her in mind when I do those things.
You know what? That's good to know. Yeah. I was just thinking that it probably wouldn't be, if I was like married up and I went to Valentine's Day San Diego.
Right.
I'd be like, excited and then thinking, oh man, there's no one to share it with.
Right, right.
It's like you're like, this is
and
really
nice. And
that's
what I felt, yeah. And that's like a new development for me, because I usually... like I told you, I like my privacy.
Yeah, you think,
sometimes
you
enjoy
need
some
your
time
space.
Alone. Yeah, and I need some time to think.
It's like me with 10,000 roommates, right? Mm-hmm. It's like I am like, can I just be alone and not have to talk to somebody?
Right.
And as soon as I'm alone by myself, I'm like, what are they doing? Are they having fun without me? Why haven't they called? Oh my gosh. Hey, what's up? Call me back. Why didn't I get an invite?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It kind of goes down like this. Mm-hmm. So I got to tell you, on the way here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got guests in the studio. We'll get to them in a second, okay?
Okay.
But I took the talent. I was like, I'm taking the talent to McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
Mama's got you in the car. Mama's going to take you to McDonald's. You get whichever you want. You get what you want.
A McDonald's breakfast?
McDonald's breakfast mm-hmm. just for you. Mama going to take care of you. We get there. We all three get something, and then we get a couple drinks.
Uh-huh.
And, I did ask for an extra pump of chocolate in my mocha.
Uh-huh.
And I get up there, and she's like, okay, it's going to be 18:04. I said, I'm sorry? She goes, it's 18:04. I said, you mean 8:04 Ocho?
Uh-huh.
She's like, no.
$18?
$18.04. And I was just like...
$18 for coffee and food?
Dude, at McDonald's, it's bougie.
Yeah, but it's three people, right?
But come on,
three people,
Sam.
Food and coffee, okay.
Yeah, but you know what? It hits you.
Yeah.
It hits you.
It does. You don't expect $18.
You're like, I didn't want to spend. I mean, it's actually not a big deal, but it's one of those things you're like, $18.04 at McDonald's. It's like, it catches you. It sucker punches you. It sucker punches you.
Yeah.
And but I had the ladies rolling. We had a good time.
Yeah.
We laughed.
Food is not cheap anymore.
Dude, what happened? I'm like, that's not real bacon. That's not real eggs. And that's not even a real, meal. And you're charging me.
What do you mean it's not real bacon?
I don't know.
It is.
Whatever. We don't know that. It's fast food, Sam.
How do you make a fake egg?
Dude, I don't know, but there's people that are fake egg makers out there. And that's how they make their money. They're fake egg makers. They're fake, you know, 35% meat at Taco Bell, that kind of whole thing.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's my beef. Mm. Well, it's not beef. It's
no pun intended.
Imitation beef. Imitation beef, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have big plans for the weekend?
This is like my Monday, so I go to work today.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And I go to work and I get happy and then everybody tells me to be quiet because I'm too happy and then I ignore them and I, you know, just keep doing my thing.
Doing your thing.
Doing my thing, trying to wear more professional clothing to work. I've been talked to about 3 times.
Yeah. Okay, man. Well, why didn't you tell us who's in the studio with us? We're not going to keep it.
Well, listen, everybody. Today. Got a couple people that I've talked a lot of shit about. Really good friends. Don't call in and tell them the crazy stuff that I brought up. In our left corner, we've got her. You've heard her on, you know, tons of TV shows, and she's crazy, and she's stealing all my men on plenty of... Oh, shit. I'm not on it anymore, so it doesn't matter. She's stealing all my men on Plenty of Fish.
Why did that seem like such a no-no?
Because I haven't told anybody what site I was on.
Yeah, she didn't
But I'm off. I'm off of it. It's the Craigslist of dating. We've got Tracy McDonald in the house.
Yeah. Tracy, you're definitely not close to the mic. I need you closer
too
to
close.
The mic. Yeah.
Not close enough.
There you go. Right. Well, welcome to the show, Tracy. Nice to see you again.
Thank you very much.
Of course. I hope I don't call you Stacy, because I always want to call you Stacy for some reason. But Stacy, Tracy, same thing, right?
That's my sister's name, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tracy and Stacy. Wow.
She's got a twin.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Not identical.
But, yeah, but still.
She's actually the hot one, so people do usually call me Stacy. But
yeah.
thanks for bringing that up, Sam.
I'm not the one who brought it up, excuse me.
Yeah, no, but yes, I'm glad to be here and get free.
Well, thanks for joining us. It's cool. And who's in the right corner?
We've got, she just won't go away. She's really tall. She can't help it. It dominates every conversation. Sometimes it does get on my nerves because I know she's tall. She's very talented. She started on Broadway. She came here and, you know, aired out some deep issues that I won't bring up. But you guys know her as one of my
sure
biggest
grateful.
Roommates, literally and emotionally. Give it up for Sarah Cornell.
Yes.
Oh, thanks, you guys.
Sure. Well, yeah. So we'll start with So Kara is right. I mean, you know, your height obviously is always like a topic of conversation. Does that irritate you?
Yeah.
I'm sure. Does. I'm sure, yeah, because you feel what, like a freak or something?
Well, yeah, I feel like a
freak.
No,
I mean, when people start analyzing you and everything, you know?
Yeah, I mean, some people are into it, some people are afraid of it, and if I can get paid to be tall, I will work it to the bank and
exactly.
be the freak, whatever.
Well, tell people.
What can you do, like, other than basketball?
And your height. Tell them your height.
Oh, my height is 6'2".
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But she's made money off that shit.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know,
like
some of the roles I've played have been, you know, really tall. Like I played Ula and the Producers. So that's for a really tall 5'11 and over woman.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Swedish girl kind of thing. So
she's 6'2 and I'm like barely 5 feet. So we look like the number 10.
Yeah.
We hang out.
Yeah. Sarah makes a joke though. Sarah
looks like a good band of misfits.
Yeah. So Sarah makes a joke about how she's just like, sometimes people are like, let me just fuck with it. It's like you're like not a human. They're like, just poke at her. Let's see what's going on over here.
Yeah.
It's like they kind of look at you sometimes as a spectacle.
Yeah. They're like, look at it. And then when we were in Vegas, they just wanted a photo with me. Like, they were taking photos of, you know, the fake Eiffel Tower and the inside of the Wynn. And then they were like, let's get a photo with her.
Yeah.
I'm not even, you know,
landmark
a celebrity.
Here in
but
Vegas.
They were like, yeah, get it.
Get it.
Did you charge
get a shot with it?
I would have charged them.
Yeah.
I'm almost
at that point.
That's funny.
But,
so, I mean, at what age did you decide you're going to be really tall? I mean, was it early on or? No, really.
I made a decision for height when I was 13 and puberty hit in. I just was always the tallest. And my dad's 6'4 and my mom's 5'8. So, yeah. I don't know, I took after my dad, and it just,
yeah.
I just kept growing.
Do you remember the story when you went to the hospital, and then they measured your feet?
Oh, yeah, my doctor was like, you know, when I was a kid, he said, oh, you're going to be 6 foot tall when you grow up. And I'm like, no. And now I'm 6'2".
Wow.
Yeah.
He was off by a couple inches.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, there's a lot to Sarah other than her height.
Obviously,
I'm sure.
Yes. I just to pick on her. Yeah. I like to mess with it.
So you've been Kira's roommate for how long now?
A year and a bit. A year and a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was longer than that.
It feels forever.
So you guys just moved in together right before we started the show then?
Kind of.
Right?
No, we were. I think it's going on close to 2 years. But, you know, we met at a Bible study.
Mm.
I went in and, you know, we hung out and we were like, ditch the Bible study. Let's be friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of stuck. Now we're like such besties that we do a lot of shit together as single women. And we're like decorating our apartment, and it's like we're lesbians without the lesbian part.
Mm.
We're like, hey, what color should we put on the walls? I like a taupe. Taupe is boring. I need you to punch up. Hey, I just need you to dial it in a bit and listen to my feelings. Like,
yeah.
We're very much like lesbians.
It's
like,
true, without the sex part.
Sounds
sex
more
part.
Like gay men, you know, all the stuff that you want to do to your apartment.
Yeah, well, it's just the concept of like you band together and you get shit done.
Same-sex couples get a lot of shit done.
Yeah.
They do. Like,
I'm sure.
Yeah, it would be good to be a lesbian. I mean, you'd get a lot done.
Yeah.
You would.
So now, Tracy, have you considered moving in with them or anything?
I was going to say she's tall, so it would take you a while to get some stuff done.
Yeah.
Have I what?
Have you considered moving in with them? I mean, they need they needed a roommate.
I already spend a lot of time there, and they already have another roommate, Kate.
That's
but we
true,
tried
yeah.
to we tried to move so, Tracy in at one point.
Yeah.
It was like a brief second, and
we're like,
we've
got a dining room. You could slide.
Like, we've got a really big fridge. Do you want to just rent out the fridge? We can't afford to put food in it anyway.
I already have a couple roommates, so I'm my goal is to get my own place again.
Yeah.
Tell them a little bit about your roommate situation, because here's the thing, and you could leave out the names, but she's always got some crazy stories about her roommates, as I do. But it's funny because it's like an ongoing saga, the two of them. The three of them.
There's just a lot of drama with one, well, with both of them. I can't say too much in case they listen to this, but.
Do you think they will?
No, I don't think they'll listen, but.
I always just wing it. I just go for it.
You never know, yeah. That's okay, don't go there. It's fine, no big deal. We don't want
to
know.
I tried
anyway.
To throw her to the bus. She's not going for it.
No, I'm like the King's Speech. I'm like, I can't.
So today's our anniversary.
Yes.
You know, did you guys think she was going to stick around that long? You never give it any thought.
You know, I thought she would, because you guys are really good. Like, it's just a great show, and listening to you guys in the morning, you know.
Cool, thank you.
And you won that award, and it just seems like, and Kara's good at talking. I mean,
Kara is good.
Yeah, she said that she's good
you
at talking.
You literally talk all day long.
Well, that's why we have a mouth, to use it, Sarah.
No, so. But I think it's interesting that's
you're right.
Your thing. It's totally your thing, and now you're doing it.
Tell them how
we have a brain to monitor our mouth, you know.
Yeah, well.
So you don't have to move it all the time.
Well, like, I wake up in the morning. Sarah's a night owl, right? And then I go to bed, like, you know, she says, like, 8 o'clock, but it's really, like, 1. And, but when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, 0 to 100. I'm already ready to chat. And Sarah, I'm like, Sarah, what are you doing? Then Sarah's like,
Yeah, like, leave me alone. Who wants to talk first thing in the morning,
not
right?
Me.
Yeah.
No.
Well.
I listen to a lot of your guys'. Am I allowed to say your guys?
Yeah, you can say.
She's not allowed to say that at work. But I listen to a lot of the old episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys fight sometimes.
Yeah, we do
Tracy's
fight.
Tracy's going to roast us.
I was going to say, it should be called Sam Hates Kara in the Morning.
I think it's hysterical.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
No, I couldn't
stand to be here with someone I couldn't stand.
No,
know?
No, I know.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a cute name.
That's funny. Sam Hates Kara. That's a funnier name, though, for a show, isn't it? We've got a morning show. It's called Sam Hates Kara.
We'll call it Everybody Hates Sam.
No, Sam Hates Kara in the Morning. That's freaking funny.
Yeah. So, Tracy, I mean, that's where Kara met you, is on this show, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
isn't that exciting?
Yeah, we sort of like, I don't know how we got in touch with each other, and then I don't know if I invited you or you invited yourself to the show.
I invited myself.
Yeah.
I'm a self-promoter. I'm my own manager and agent, so I just Googled every LA radio station and emailed them all.
Right.
Like a mass email saying I want to promote my CD. Right. And you guys are the only ones that got back to me.
What does that say about us?
You guys got back to me right away.
Oh, my gosh. This is funny.
So I never told you guys that. But, yeah, you guys got back to me right away. And I was like, wow, that's exciting.
Well, because we're cool, you know.
Exactly.
We're cool.
Well, it's a funny story because you showed up and you're like, oh. And she has this friend who I had happened to run into I met this guy randomly like a week before mm-hmm. and at a coffee shop, and he said, oh, my friend's a comedian, and also, will you marry me? And I said no to that. But she ended up being on our show, and she goes, oh, my gosh, my friend knows you. And
oh,
it was,
really?
Yeah,
that happened before she was on the show.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah, the day before I was on the show, a guy met Kara and said that we would get along well.
Really?
Because we were both
yeah.
comedians.
Yeah.
And
they're no longer friends, and he's not in the picture anymore.
Yeah.
But we got a good deal out of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, he
That's
ended
cool.
the friendship. But...
So you guys hang out a lot, right?
Yeah, we pretty
Together
much do. Yeah.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're both on, we're both on online dating, and
right.
Tracy was really starting to steal my
Why
man
you
from
me. You make me sound like a loser. Like, how come you're not on it anymore?
I just got off of it, because I always forget to go on, so I'm deleting it.
Oh, okay. It's cool to do the online dating thing out here.
Yeah.
Everybody does it.
Shut
not,
up!
No,
yeah.
not it, Plenty of Fish. It's like a, looking at mugshots. You know, it's like a police lineup. It's bad.
Sarah,
it's free.
Have you tried,
it's free.
Yeah.
It's free.
Sarah, have you tried online dating?
You know, I did a few years ago,
yeah.
and all I got were like 50-plus men that I think, you know, just wanted like a trophy wife or something.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, you know. And there's a lot of like married men also on there,
really?
You know, that pretend they're not married. That's what I read. I don't know. I mean, I don't look for men there, but...
So when did you sign up?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind taking a breather for my wife and looking up some girls.
Oh, we know. We know.
AshleyMadison.com.
Yeah, there you go.
Tracy's got some jokes
they
about,
actually
about it.
They featured AshleyMadison.com on the cover of Business Week, believe
Are
it or
serious?
Not.
Are you serious?
That's disgusting.
They talk about
what,
the whole thing.
I don't
thing.
Know what
that is. Well, from a business perspective, you know, they talked about it and stuff. How nobody will take their ads and things like that. Ashley Madison is a website for people that want to cheat. So
Wouldn't you get caught if you were on there, if someone saw you on? Like if
that's what you think. Yeah. I mean, I would think that. But, you know, there's all kinds of ways that they can make it, like, private, so you don't see the pictures right away. And maybe the person is the one that allows you to see their pictures and so forth.
So what did Business Week say about it?
Well, the thing is that the way it works is, like, first, it's free, but everything you want to do is going to cost you money. To contact the person, to respond to them, all these kind of things.
Uh-huh.
And you have to buy, like, credits.
Okay.
Now, another question is, how are you going to buy these credits if your wife probably checks the credit card bill?
Right.
You know? So, I don't know.
You've but thought I always, a lot about this.
Yeah, well, I mean, because they used to advertise on Howard Stern, so it
Oh,
was,
really?
Yeah, so it was
oh,
pretty,
wow.
like... Yeah, I mean, you gotta admit
but
it's
what
something
did,
that...
What did Business Week have to say? I mean, what is it?
Well, they were talking about, you know, how the guy, you know, a lot of companies and TV stations won't take his ads, and, you know, that many people criticize him and things like that, you know, about how much money they're making, how much they're not making... And
so what
all this stuff,
like?
You know, and also the name. I never realized why they picked that name. Apparently, those were the two most popular girl names in the year that he started, Ashley and Madison.
Those are like the most spoiled white rich kid names.
Yeah.
They are. They are.
Ashley Madison.
Madison.
Ballet class time.
Yeah. I would think Madison is like a porn star's name or something.
You do? You think
yeah.
So?
Yeah. It used to be anyway.
I would be. My name would be Bambi.
Have you ever done your porn name with like
the street
and then the first
No,
pet?
Because I had a dumbass street name. It was 31st Street. I was not going to be like my porn name.
Uh-huh.
Coming up on the stage, 31st. You're like, love is what I got. It doesn't work, you know?
Yeah. I did it with the car. And no, it's the dog, the first pet you've ever had, and then the name of the car, first car you ever owned.
Really?
So what would that be?
So that would be Snoopy Buick good. For me.
Snoopy Buick? That's good.
What would yours be, Sarah?
Mine's good. It's Cinnamon Suzuki.
Mine's a marmalade bike, because I don't like driving. I hate driving.
I just said,
marmalade.
Drive. Marmalade.
I don't drive. I hate
marmalade
bike.
But
I thought it was street name, which mine would be your first street name, Marmalade Thistle, is what mine.
Ooh.
Thistle. Wow.
<I'm> sharp.
Marmalade
Wouldn't
Thistle.
Work very well for you in porn, that
Thistle?
Name.
Thistle?
No, I don't think so.
Marmalade, like honey. They have a lot of honey.
Go with Bubbles. I'll be Bambi. You can be Bubbles.
Yeah.
We'll do a duet or whatever. What do they call it? What's a duet in porn?
Just change it to Marmalade Fistle.
Whoa.
So, Sarah, we know you're from Canada. We know you're from Canada. Tracy, where are you originally from?
Nova Scotia, Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're both from Canada.
Yeah.
How cool.
It's just obscene. Mm-hmm. It's so much Canadian going on.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Canadian bacon and everything.
Yep. We've become actually BFFs, and Kara's kind of jealous. So
they started as a love triangle.
Yeah, they say three's a crowd.
Listen,
you know?
Man, they cut me out of the friend circle. Next thing I know, they're chatting and texting behind my back. I'm like,
we saw a musical together.
Oh, my God. Like, did you know that? Was that behind your back, Kara?
I knew it was going down, but I had to work, so there was an excuse why I couldn't come.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
Tried it that way.
Yeah.
Musical theater. We both like musical theater.
I had to work. But seriously, I was like, what's going on? And then at one point, Tracy said, oh, she wanted to tell me something. She's like, oh, I'm not supposed to say anything. Oh, but I already told Sarah. I'll tell you. I said, what? I'm like, you better not be telling her secrets before you tell me. And I know they love this shit. Want to get me all jealous, totally Jay. Well, I'm not giving into it because I'm secure with who I am and my friends.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you guys have to look out because, you know, three is a crowd sometimes, you know. And that's what happens, exactly what you're saying. I mean, you're joking about it, but sometimes it can happen.
Are you really trying to make it sound like we got issues?
No, I mean, I'm trying to save your ass.
Because I'll work those issues out with them right now. Sarah, you're out of the picture. You only talk to her when we're together, all three.
But we have a special bond because we're both Canadian.
Yeah.
There's certain things
don't act like Canada is just so true blue. You guys are independent. You're independent. You're self-deprecating. Yep. And you guys aren't like, it's not like Texas pride. We're like, we're all Texans. We got to stick together. Canadians are relaxed. You're Maple Leafs.
But
you know?
We all bond together.
Yeah.
We have a common bond.
We're passive aggressive with each other.
Yeah.
We're like,
Justin Bieber's Canadian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
Wow. Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
No, I just meant
Kara, what's that strap over there?
Oh, really? It's my bra strap, and it's stressing
me. Oh, really?
Out. It's a halter. It goes over my neck.
And, oh, I see. And you don't like it. I'm like going, what the hell is that?
No, I just, you know, it gives me a headache and stuff. It's too big. Everything's heavy. You know what I'm saying?
Why did you wear a halter with that shirt?
It's cold. In the morning, I rolled out of bed, and I saw the first bra, and I threw it on.
For people that can't see, her bra strap is hanging over her breast.
It's like
right
a halter. Goes
like
around
a
your neck.
Right.
Black bra strap.
But this is radio, so I'm like, who cares, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know? But thanks for bringing that.
Sarah, nobody has seen Kara's boobs other than you, probably.
I haven't. Well,
so
yeah.
I don't think
you have.
Can you describe them to us?
Describe them? Gigantic.
No.
But she's never
they
seen
are
them.
Gigantic.
You've never seen them like.
How
no.
can you said
no.
you guys are nude around each other?
No,
all the time.
I'm not
that
like,
was Claire.
That's Claire walks around, and she sometimes will like jump in and out of the shower naked.
Really?
But I'm not like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't tell me you've never seen them though.
No, she
I've,
hasn't.
Really?
No, I mean I've seen moments.
Moments.
Glimpses.
Yeah.
But it's like the sun. You don't want to look at it head on. You know? It'll blind you.
That's funny, Sarah.
You want to catch glimpses, but you don't want to stare at it.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen them, I think, when I've been at her house and she's wearing, you know, her house coat.
Mm-hmm. But I haven't been like nipples out, hanging like
they're
tribal
just,
woman. I haven't been giving you National Geographic.
You have the house coat on, but I mean like little glimpses.
Yeah, like cleavage-y.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's not
cleavage-y.
Like, it's not like I'm breastfeeding in front of them or anything.
Like if I'm sleeping over, she says, be careful. I stay over sometimes. I'm not gay either, but only when I'm drinking. But she
slept in my bed one night.
I fell asleep
in my bed. I fell asleep in my bed, and I was like, I woke up in the next morning and I roll over and I see this like head of hair everywhere and I'm like, who's in my bed? It was Tracy passed out, and yeah, but when Tracy was out, like, she was like, Tracy, you can sleep in the bed with me, but watch out so my boobs don't smack in the face or. I wear like a robe, and if it comes undone, and it's like, bam. Yeah.
They need a bed of their own, I think, no?
I don't know. Look, she's not exactly a size A, so
I have the same issues. But
yeah, so. Yeah.
You two should be doing mud wrestling. You know, that would be a sight.
That's great. Just really make us look classy, Sam. You know, just throw us in a big tub of mud and be like, that's where you belong, you filthy animals.
Well, you guys are doing stand-up until the mud wrestling picks up, right?
Yeah.
Kind of what?
Actually, I will do it. Actually.
How much?
This month is a little slow. So if Kara's into it,
I am. I'm totally. I would totally love to mud wrestle. That'd be
you
so
would
fun.
Kick my ass.
I would
though.
Kick your ass.
She would. Yeah. She would kick
I'd get
ass.
So into it. Like my aunt back in Texas, she and I will play around. Sometimes she'll pinch me or try to like kind of play punch. I'm like, Deborah, I need you to think about what you're doing right now. Because you know when you start this, you always end up crying because I come back harder, stronger, and more with more fury.
Seriously.
And she's like the adult, right? And I'm trying to tell her even as in like teenager, I'm like, you need to relax because I'm going to hurt you and you're going to be mad at me.
Kara is strong. She's like a gorilla.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen her take Sarah down. Yeah,
I've taken Sarah on the sidewalk. And Claire down at the same time.
Really?
Most of it's because we're laughing. Because she's so funny the way she comes at you. She's seriously trying to kill you. It's hilarious. It's very funny.
But Sarah's so tall, you think she could, you know, maybe use her elbow as a weapon or something, or like, you know, just take her hand and bat you with it, like a pow, 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 you know, like use it as a bat, her arm.
Yeah.
But she doesn't. She's like sweet and all girly and stuff.
Yeah, well, she's giving you the benefit of the doubt.
No, she's not.
You know? No?
No, I've taken her down like with a pinky, just like that.
No.
I can't believe it. Not if she didn't
not
want
if I
you
really
to.
Wanted to.
Yeah, right, she keeps saying that, but yet nothing's happened. Same. Anyway.
Shut up. Okay.
Here we go.
So
Tracy's got some jokes for us. Listen, Tracy's got some funny jokes she's going to roast.
Yeah, but she's
got
to insert them into the conversation, no? I mean,
you guys are putting a lot of pressure.
We're like, Tracy,
no,
you
no,
better.
She was just saying it's her anniversary show, and I was asking her in the car if I could roast you guys a little, but...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
don't get offended.
I've never been roasted.
No, nothing. She just... You guys are fighting over...
This is really funny.
Fighting over who was the entertainer, and I said, the only time Kara's been an entertainer is when she's on the pole at Bird's.
Yep. There you go.
That's the bar where she
yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Around.
We did have that argument, but who's an entertainer? Yeah. That was
funny.
A big argument,
well,
too.
You know.
Yeah.
We're going to laugh about it. Move on.
I think you're both entertainers.
Yeah. Well, we have to be, you know? I
but
mean,
then
what the
you
hell?
Said,
what do you call
but
this?
But I'm just saying that because you guys always have me on as a guest.
Yeah. So. She has to be polite.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I say it's hard because you are... You're Kara's boss, right?
Not really.
Kinda. Well, he
really.
Writes a check.
She doesn't feel like I'm a boss,
no,
right?
I don't.
I mean, she says whatever the hell she wants.
I know. That's
usually
what I kind of
usually with a boss,
noticed.
You don't. You know. You
yeah,
don't tell your boss.
I was
yeah.
saying you still say whatever you want. So you guys are obviously.
But she was making a joke
close.
In the car. The joke was. I'm gonna tell the joke since you're not telling it. She was like. She's like Sam's Kara's boss, and so she. She's, you know, not. What does you say? It's like she can't even say what she really wants, but she already is. And imagine if you weren't my boss, what I'd be saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd
I did
fuck
say that.
That up hardcore, but it was funny.
It was something like that.
Yeah. She's like, can you imagine if you really weren't paying me? How mm-hmm. much more? I'd be like, and another thing.
Yeah.
You know.
I think you would anyway. You don't
I know,
really
sorry.
Care.
Yeah.
You don't really care.
No.
Paying you has nothing to do with it.
That's what's great about Kara, though, and I can say this as her roommate, we actually got into it the other day, is that what she will tell you exactly how she feels,
yeah.
and there's nothing kind of like, you know, latent, you know, any latent emotions or anything that she's not expressing, like, you know exactly where you stand.
Yeah, definitely.
And yeah, and she's not afraid to sort of go there. And, yeah.
Yeah. It's no, that's gift. Fine, you know.
It's a gift.
Yeah. It's a gift. Talented. Well, she's also a happy person, which mm-hmm. I am not.
So, except you laugh more she than was, anyone I know.
No, I'm just laughing a little more today because
yeah,
of the coffee.
People can be unhappy and still laugh.
No, Tracy's
I was just trying to say she's a very like happy person a lot of the time, and
right.
she's like, oh, you're funny, Tracy, you're funny, but meanwhile I'm just talking about how depressed I am. She goes, yeah, but it's funny.
It
so,
is funny.
It is.
Her depression is funny. I mean,
not that
is...
I'm not a happy. I'm just I'm not a, in general I'm not happy.
Yeah, like you're not like Kara, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean like a
it's,
disposition?
It's a it's a temperament, you know, that
yeah.
you're born with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a God thing, too, because I'm blessed by the Lord and they're not. The angels circled around my crib and they were like, this one will... No. I do think God just... It's a perspective, you know, mentality and a heart thing.
But my neighbor calls me Satan's daughter.
Really?
Tell because I complain about the dog shit. These dog... Okay, they say to get rid of a dog, put cayenne pepper on your lawn if you don't want
oh,
animals.
Oh, really?
That is mean.
So I did. And all the dogs came to my lawn.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So I left a note for everybody saying, please don't let your dog, you know, shit on my lawn. And then a couple of them thought I was really mean because they thought the note was too harsh the way I said it. Mm-hmm. And so my neighbor said, you know, oh, we all think you're mean now. And then he called me Satan's daughter, which I thought, oh, well, that's kind of a compliment in L.A. To say
yeah.
wife. I mean, that means I'm, you know.
Yeah, you got some
power.
You're
attached.
Yeah.
But I try to be a good neighbor, but anyway.
And then they were fixing, the guys came to fix toilets at your house.
Oh, we got new, so then we got new toilets
mm-hmm. Everybody
at our place, like more economical, quiet, use less water toilets. So there was all these, you know, toilets, a lot of them on my lawn. So I said to, you know, I said to the
toilets were
people,
on your lawn.
Well, because we were all getting new, we were all getting new toilets, and I said,
right.
Hey, you guys didn't have to go this far, but I think
exactly,
you had,
yeah.
I think you had to be there for that one, but
I think it's funny. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know about dog shit, man. I don't understand.
I don't know.
It's rampant. The dog stuff is just rampant out here.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, everybody and their dog. And the thing is I really want a dog, but I mean, it's just, I'm from Texas. It's unnatural to pick up your dog shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're supposed to go off into some field somewhere that you don't know about, and they be a dog, and they talk to other dogs. They do their business. You don't have to think about it, smell it, or look at it, and they fertile a flower or something. You don't, here you have to walk around with them with a paper bag over your hand and pick up some hot, steamy shit that you can feel through the bag.
Yeah, it's disgusting,
And, you know, I
think dogs should pick up people's shit. You know, that's the way it should be because we're the master, right? But nevertheless, you know, we pick up after them, you know, so.
I tried to get a job as a dog walker, just, you know, in between gigs. And I'm not kidding you. The guy wanted three references and a second interview for me to walk. I didn't even end up getting the dog walking job.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Just to look after his dog.
Yeah.
So people are very serious about their dogs in West Hollywood anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need three references. Yeah, his name's Banjo. The other one's name is Stencil. And then we've got Bud. These are the dogs. They're references. Like, what, you know?
Yeah.
It's like that line from Wall Street. They're like, white people, they love animals, hate people.
That's funny.
Yeah. There's a lot of people like that, though.
This town breeds those people.
People will swear by the dog and they hate people.
The dog doesn't challenge them in any way and lets them, you know,
makes them feel like
them however.
Like every dog's gonna make you feel good. I mean, if you own a dog, your dog's gonna make you feel good because a dog wags its tail, drools a bit, wants to play fetch. That's all it does.
Yeah, doesn't, you know.
It doesn't go, why didn't you call me back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you pay the bills on time? No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you gonna be better with your life?
No demands, huh?
Yeah, they're not gonna get any lip talking from a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So, Tracy, why do you think you're not happy most of the time?
Because of dogs.
Dog shit all around.
I think I care too much what other people think, maybe.
Yeah.
Which is a bad thing.
And, yeah. Well, a lot of people are like that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I try to be really nice a lot of the time, being Canadian, and really, I don't mean it.
So you don't put yourself first, right? Is that what you're saying?
I put myself first all the time.
You're really generous, though. You're so sweet and thoughtful. And
I try to be generous. I usually get, I'll get Kara Starbucks if we're there, which is why she's having McDonald's
Or Pinkberry sometimes.
She'll be like, I want a CD and I want to get a mochaccino.
She's like, it's $500 espresso machine, please.
No, but it's hard when you go to Starbucks because it's way more than McDonald's. I know you thought McDonald's was bad, but... if you buy somebody a coffee, unless they just get a regular coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to avoid your question about asking.
Obviously. I'm like, what the hell does this have to do with my question?
Oh, man.
I think a lot of comedians are...
A
lot of comedians...
They're not very happy.
I hate to say it, but I think the word is kind of getting out more now. But a lot of comedians maybe not be... They might not be the happiest people, and that's why they go on stage and...
Yeah.
Tell jokes.
I don't think it's me, but I do know a lot of what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're not a comedian. Well, that's why.
No, I. Okay, Sam, let's not start that fight again.
I just started.
No, because I got some jokes lined up that it's like bam, bam, bam. I'm not going there. So
good. I'm waiting for that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, because then it gives me the right to say whatever I want and have some good comebacks.
Did I just start a fight?
Don't start your shit, Sam. Don't start what you can't finish. So listen.
Kara hates Sam in the morning?
No, right. I'm the one victimized every morning here. So
right.
They say, remember when we had a guest on who, he's an author, and he went to a convention and he said they all wrote psycho thrillers, like these serial killer type thrillers. And he said, they're all sitting around laughing and they're so funny people, but they write the most morbid stuff. And they have a running joke that if you want to ruin a dinner party, bring a comedian to it.
Mm.
And it's like the different personality types, but what they are infusing their stuff in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But the people that get on stage and can make tons of people laugh, but then they get off, you know, it's like that. Here's another analogy of like the everybody when they're not feeling good, they go to the doctor and the doctor says, go see the town clown. And then this guy shows up and he's not feeling good. He goes, go see the town clown. He's like, I am the clown. There's no one to see. You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of sad because he's like, I am a freaking clown. You know, like who's the clown going to go see, you know?
Right.
So maybe there's something in that.
I thought you were hitting me.
Stop being depressed.
Yeah.
So, Tracy, are you into, like, the Bible and God like they are?
Hell no. What are you
talking about? Well, maybe you should. You'd be happy. Be a happier person.
I'm not a Bible beater. No, we're going to start.
Don't knock it till you try it.
But I'm, you know, I think there's something out there, like higher power or whatever.
Right. But you don't live your life based on that, right? Like,
no.
Yeah.
I mean, I try to be bad, but it just doesn't always
work.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny stuff.
Sarah, you into that too, right? I mean, you and Kira are pretty much on the same page.
Jesus follower, yeah.
Jesus follower.
Yeah.
And do you still go to church all the time and stuff?
Yeah, I've been a little spotty as of late. Right. It's just hard to
you
got to
keep punching that clock. You're punching your little stub and get a free church day, you know.
Yeah.
I like to go because it's, you know, it's sort of like church is really just a sort of like a meeting of what's going on in everybody's life during the week. And then you come together and then it's like, you know, music and it's, you know, inspirational words.
So it's like a social thing also for
you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ideally, that's what it should be, you know.
Right.
And it shouldn't really be. That's not really where church happens as much as like, you know, in relationships.
Right.
So, you know, like Kara and I and friends, it's like we're a church because we do life together and we talk about the hard stuff and we, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like really.
Yeah. Did you grow up in a religious home?
I didn't. No.
You didn't, huh?
My parents were, you know, they had some faith, but they really just wanted me to go to a private school. They put me in a Christian school.
Mm.
And so that's kind of when I first got introduced to Jesus and the whole thing. And then I was like, you know what? Yeah. When I was a kid, I really believe I, you know, had a deep understanding of God and, you know. And so, yeah, it's been kind of a trip ever since.
Cool.
Yeah, I grew up in a religious home.
So yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Right. And, yes. Yeah, and you're rebelling.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Catholic, very Catholic.
Really?
Catholic school and Sunday school every Sunday.
Really? Wow.
And, I have a Catholic sex tape out. It's just me crying. No, it's just like you feel there's a lot of guilt being brought up that way. So, but I think now it's different. Like there's all different versions of church and everything else. So.
Yeah.
What is it? Did you guys not talk about sex at all? Did your mom or dad ever like?
No, never. No.
They never taught you about the birds and bees or anything?
No.
Really?
Yeah. No. Most parents don't. Did yours?
I had
an aunt, right?
Yeah. Well, by that time I knew some shit. I had a crazy sister though.
Yeah.
I learned too much too soon.
Yeah.
My sister was like making out and having sex really young, and she was telling me stuff, and like she was talking about being like eating out. Like she was like, I have to eat me out. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking like, I didn't know what that meant. I thought he was really biting her down there.
So much for putting this on my family email, this episode. I wanted to put it on.
That's funny, Tracy.
I was like, hopefully Sam can keep it clean, and now you wrecked it.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't get the memo.
No, it's fine.
Why do I get all the flack here? I mean, she talks about, well, okay, she doesn't, but
I just roll with it. But I didn't mean it like dirty. I'm just saying,
as a
kid, you know, I learned, you know, you kind of learn from your peers or with TV.
I learned from my female gym teacher.
Oh, really?
I think she was a lesbian, I'll say.
Really?
Well, I just remember her teaching the class and saying, it feels really good, girls. It feels really good.
Like, what feels good?
I don't know. I just thought, now that I think about it, I don't know. Anyway, she was married to a man, but I don't. And we had a gym teacher that's a guy gym teacher that spanked all the girls on their birthday.
Are you serious?
Yeah. From the time we were in primary, like from first grade on our birthday, Mr. Hiltz, he gave us a spanking.
Really?
Yeah.
How do I
the
get
girls.
That job?
Did he spank you?
Yeah, of course, every birthday.
Did you ever go, fuck off? Like, no? Did you ever
go? No, he just spanked everybody on their birthday. Like, back then, you don't even think about it. He bent you over on his knee.
Oh, like a birthday spanking.
You.
Like, it was, like, innocent?
But usually, but not the guys, only the girls.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
Well, I remember. You don't think about it though. You don't.
Yeah.
Trouble.
You remember? You know, there used to be birthday spankings, and everybody would run and tackle you and try to get a birthday spanking. But that was usually your friends and family, right? It wasn't your male gym teacher or whoever, yeah. like, hey, Tracy, come to my office. What do you know?
What a fucking pervert.
He was with a girl in the ballroom, like where you go get the basketballs. I remember walking in the room and seeing him with a girl in the room where you... Like in the sports room, he was like touching her shoulders. Anyway, wow. Maybe that's why I'm sad. I've seen too much. Yeah. I've been with too many much. Gym teachers.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So when did you move here from Canada, Tracy?
When? Yeah. 2003.
2003. So you've been here a while.
Yeah, I have.
Wow.
Just enough to be really bitter.
Yeah. Get even more depressed.
No. I did that show Star Search in 2003, and Kathy Griffin was a judge, mm-hmm. and Arsenio was the host. And I remember when I won, they said, I said I'm going to move here, and they said we can't wait to see you after like 4 or 5 years in LA to see.
How successful you are.
No, how bitter you will be. Oh. Like, how it makes people, not bitter, but just it changes you a little. But I haven't seen either of them since.
No, huh?
They just mean, like, when you first move here, it's a little more exciting, and then...
Yeah.
It's still exciting. I still like it here. It's just, you learn a lot when you move here.
Yeah.
There's a weird thing. It does change people. Like, L.A. really does.
Well, I think every place changes you. When you go there, you sort of, like, assimilate, you know? Yeah. And
but there's something different about here. Like, for example, we have a mutual friend who will remain nameless, but I just started... I looked at this friend the other day, and I'm like, wow, they're really doing the L.A. thing a bit, you know? Like, the plastic surgery and the...
Yeah.
The attitude. It's just an attitude. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It's a different attitude.
Yeah. A lot of people come out here and they go nuts a little bit.
Yeah.
Suddenly, you know, they get swept up in the biz and they're trying to, you know, make it. And they just get caught up in the wrong things or they, just buy in. They just start taking the medication, you know, and buying into the whole Hollywood thing.
They say, I didn't get the part. It's because of my look. So I'm going to go get...
Yeah,
you know,
it's always
plastic
changed.
Surgery and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I caught a glimpse of Dr. Phil yesterday. He had the reason was because I was channel surfing and I saw this guy that looked like scary looking. This guy had 47 surgeries on him and he looked like fucking Frankenstein.
I think I saw him at the grocery store last night.
Really?
Honestly, I was behind him.
The same guy.
He had like really high cheekbones and stuff. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, man, you know, these people, you know, it's
blink.
Way too
could
much.
This guy, could this guy blink? Because the guy I was behind couldn't blink.
Really?
Uh-uh.
I don't remember. Like, yeah.
It's weird when guys get it because guys are always better looking as they get older.
Yeah, I think guys
like
look
women
better.
like that.
Yeah, but some people are just like, you know, maybe he's gay first of all, so he's really like involved with the way he looks.
Yeah.
And, you know, that sort of thing. So, I don't know. Look, we got a phone call here. Let's take this real quick. I'm expecting a friend to call in, so maybe that's it. Okay. Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Kira. Go ahead.
Hi, I want to speak to Sam.
Sam is speaking to you. Hi, Don. How are you?
Good and you. How are you guys doing? Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Don is visiting here from South Africa.
Whoa!
Hello!
Wow.
And I used to actually work with him or for him, in South Africa. And this was like, Don was like the best boss ever.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Don, are you single? No?
I'm single.
Yeah. Are you single? Awesome. Are you single, ready to mingle?
I'm single, ready to mingle, darling.
Okay.
Don, Your wife might disagree with you on that.
What wife? The last time I saw you, you weren't married, Don. Are you remarried?
That's right. I'm not married. I'm not married. But I do have an ex-wife.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's okay. I can roll with a good ex-wife. I like a good tussle once in a while.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like drama. I don't mind some drama.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's a really good ex-wife and not jealous, so it's really cool.
Okay, great. So let's hook this thing up, you know.
Yeah, there you go. You see, Don, I told you should come in. You know, you could have hooked up with Kira.
Yeah. Don, where do you live? Are you still in South Africa?
Yeah, we're in South Africa, but we've got a whole team. We're doing a 3D movie called African Safari 3D.
Wow.
And we're over here in the studio assembling all the gear. Really great bunch of people on the job.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, Don could be an African-American, but he's not an American. He's only African.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
What are you talking about? I'm a true blue Zulu.
Africa, Triple Zulu.
There you go.
That's awesome.
No, but I mean, you know, when I worked for Don, you know, he had like a big house. We worked at his house, a big house with a pool. We play soccer during the day.
Awesome.
And just have a blast. You know, he's so laid back and everything. So it was the best, you know, the best time ever.
So if the wife thing doesn't work out between you and me, Don, I'll take a job as well. So
there you go. You see?
My roommate could be the giraffe in your safari. She's very
like
tall.
Like a donkey.
this sounds like it's getting better every minute.
Yeah, well, there you go. You see?
We love South Africans.
Yeah.
And we like to share, if you know what I mean. No, just
But it's cool because Don used to be into 3D and all this stuff like way before anybody else was.
Wow. You know? That's way cool.
And yeah, we would do like animation and things like that, you know, and he produced a, well, actually he created a video for Seal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And for Coca-Cola and Nissan and a lot of different things that
Don.
You've done. We even had like a little thing where South Africa was, or Cape Town, I guess, was vying to have the Olympics there. So remember, Don, we did that Olympics thing there too for the Olympics?
In fact, I want to revisit that storyboard we did because, you know, England are getting the Olympics in 2 years, and it would be great to actually revisit that.
Yeah. Get involved
that
with
that storyboard because I think it's still valid.
Yeah. No, I mean, definitely get involved with that, you know. So now I can tell you that South African women are really hot. And But the
sound like the women you got around you are very hot.
I'm not a competitive
judgment.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I mean,
well,
I'm not
like
comparing.
If you like 3D, you'll like Kara's breasts.
Yeah, Kara's.
I mean,
definitely
the woman in California, you know, hard to beat the woman in California.
Listen, yeah. And I'm a transplant from Texas, which is a whole different thing.
Yeah,
so
Texas really has beautiful women there.
Yeah.
Putting on the radio.
What? Okay, he's lost interest. Okay, Don.
No, I'm still here.
Well,
Don, when are you coming to town? Is he in town?
He's in town, yeah.
Don, you're
busy.
In town? Why aren't you in our
show? Yeah, I asked him to come in, but he's busy. He's working.
That's ridiculous. We're going to have to rethink this relationship, Don.
Hey, the weekend begins tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah.
There you go. but Kira has to work.
Tomorrow I ain't working, so I said we should get together with Sam anyway at some stage tomorrow.
Okay,
so.
Let's do it, Don. Find my email. Hook this up, seriously.
Yeah.
It sounds like you got a good job stability going on. Sounds like you pay your bills. That's all I'm saying. So look me up. My email's there.
Yeah. All right, Don. Well, listen, we'll let you get back to work because we're almost out of time. But thank you so much for calling us and congratulating
you,
us. It's cool.
Thank you.
And happy birthday to you guys and keep up the good work. You guys are doing amazing.
Great. Thank you so much, Don.
TIA,
I appreciate
mate.
It.
TIA.
Okay,
cool.
Take care. Bye bye.
What?
Yes, bye bye.
Africa.
TIA, this is Africa.
Africa. TIA.
TIA, mate, this is Africa.
This is Africa.
That's
South Africa.
What do you say, lacquer donkey?
Lacquer donkey means lovely, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, like lacquer is something good, something cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Sarah went on a trip.
I know Dumelo Okai. Which I think is like Zulu.
But
know
South
not.
Africans
Actually,
are just
remember.
So nice. Remember you brought those friends?
Yeah,
Carolyn
and Etienne.
The coolest.
The coolest.
They're really, really nice people.
We got to go down and hang out with them. They're amazing people. They're
you know,
just
I mean,
so
you
cool
go life. You go to like a business meeting and stuff, you know, they'll have a lady come in and serve you tea and cookies and things like that. Here you don't see that, you know. You just give you a bottle of water and that's it. You know, so it's a lot like warmer there, you know. The people are very hospitable there. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Canadians are too, though. I mean, Canadians are really cool, you know?
Yeah, maybe it's a Commonwealth thing with the tea.
Probably, like, yeah.
Because, British thing.
No, but here's the thing. I'm gonna bag Canadians because I have to.
Here we go. We're ready.
I don't like when she does this.
But the thing is, Sarah, you're not that. I mean, you got a little Canadian, but you're not really Canadian.
I'm definitely...
And, Tracy's kind of, but she's not... Like, you guys are edgier than most Canadians.
There is
you can't
a
put all Canadians.
I'm just saying.
You can't
saying
put all say Canadians
there
is are bland.
The only downside, like, I'm just saying to, you know, they're Canadians basically rock, so, you know, you don't want to, like, be too, you know, like, we're not, you know, we don't want to be too egotistical. But there is, I will say, because, I'm down here doing the entertainment industry, and there is a certain level of blandness with Canadian culture where, you know, we don't want to be too anything. And everything's
don't want
very,
to stand out. And,
yeah.
And Sarah's like the opposite of that.
I'm not like that. Yeah. I'm a diva.
Yeah.
I'm like, look who I'm friends with. Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah. And then Tracy's
sometimes
crazy.
Sometimes you get in trouble when you come to L.A. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people think you're... you know, you sold out. They put an article in my hometown saying, you know, I lost my accent and I dyed my hair blonde.
Really?
After I moved here. Yeah.
That's so weird.
Because I used to be like, hey, toast tea in a bath. Like, I had a really strong accent.
Really?
Really strong, especially when I first did Star Search. And then I came out here, and 8 years later, I go home, and I'm like, I need a latte. Where can I get some Botox?
That's funny.
But I just mean it's – I love Canada. I have nothing against Canada. I'm just mm-hmm. saying when you leave there, sometimes they – I don't know. They forget about you a little bit, you know?
Well, when you leave, people forget about you, period. You know? When you're the one who's leaving, you remember. But, you know, when it's the people that stay behind, you know, they forget after a while. You know, they go on with their lives. It happened to me, too, when I left Israel. You know, I mean, I had so many friends, and we were so close. But I was 16 years old. You know, I mean, people forget. They move on. Hmm. And back then, we didn't have internet. You know, phone calls were expensive. So you kind of lose touch, you know? Anyway, we are out of time. Tracy, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm at the Ice House this Saturday, okay. If anyone's interested. Mm-hmm.
Really? I like the Ice House. It's cool.
Yeah,
11 o'clock
show.
When, Saturday?
11 o'clock Saturday. It's the Naughty Show. It's all women comics. And
it's kind of late, though, but, you know.
I know it is late, but we're allowed to talk. You would love it, Sam.
Yeah, I think I would love it. Yeah,
it's a show.
We're allowed to say what, you know, whatever we want that night, a little bit more than
cool.
usual.
Cool. Well, maybe I'll stay up late and go.
So.
Sounds good. And Sarah, thank you so much for joining
Thanks,
us.
Thanks, Sam.
You're
always
a sweetheart,
a
always joining
You're
us and
awesome.
Stuff, you know.
Congratulations.
Thank
on,
you.
Yeah,
Kira, success. Congratulations on 1 year.
Thank you, Sam.
And here's for many more years.
We can talk about that.
We'll discuss it later. Yeah. Okay, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll be back here on Monday.
Been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.